I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Game Week 16 review on Fantasy Football Noise. With me this evening, as always, Steve Baker.
Hello, John.
And the wonderful Wayne Mitchell.
Hello, and how are you?
In truth, I'm a little worse for wear. You may be able to hear my voice is perhaps even lower than usual.
It does sound different. Your normal chocolatey tone is a deeper chocolatey tone.
You sound as if you've smoked about six massive cigars. What have you been doing?
I may have had...
Which you might have done.
No cigars. I may have had some cigarettes last night. I'm a little worse for wear, so let's try and make this snappy, shall we? Okay. As snappy as I can muster right now. how have your weekends been? We're doing a Sunday night recording for anyone listening.
Mine's been marvellous because we finally got 3 points at the Liberty yesterday.
Oh.
An amazing victory over West Brom. What a game of football that was. I watched all 90 minutes and I have to say I was underwhelmed, but absolutely delighted.
I didn't have the pleasure of...
Wilfred Bonny played fantastically. Scored again, yeah. Roque Mesa looked like Leon Britton all game. I still haven't worked out why he doesn't play Leon Britton, which would be easier. But anyway, Roque Mesa played well.
Hasn't Britton retired?
No. He's still player coach.
He's assistant manager, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But now onwards and upwards. We're off the bottom. Palace are back on the bottom. Delighted.
And that was, if I'm not mistaken, your bet of the week last week, wasn't it?
That's what I was about to say. What you haven't mentioned is that it also earned you a tenner.
It's inconsequential. I actually didn't remember that we had the bet on the game because I was so engrossed in it until he reminded me with maybe 10 minutes to go or 15 minutes to go before we scored. So, yeah, yes. Delighted. Thank you
for the
tenner.
I was really hoping it was going to be a smash and grab. I was in the pub watching the scores. Yeah, well done. So does that mean I'm 20 quid down on you now?
Yes, it does, Jay.
And we have the season-long KDB versus Pascal Gross one to possibly salvage me. Yeah, okay.
I think it might at this stage, yeah.
I think you two better take each other on a bet this time.
Mitch, how was your weekend? Did you have a good one?
Are you talking football or just in general?
Well, it'll have to be in general because I suspect, as usual, you've watched fuck all football.
You are correct. I haven't watched any football. It's been a very busy weekend. It's been snowing here in Hitchin, so we've been out with the children tobogganing and all those kind of lovely family pursuits. I did watch, though, the one bit of football I did watch was the Jermaine Defoe goal against Crystal Palace, which was a joy to watch, but at the same time, no one should ever be scoring from there, really, should they? So, keeper shouldn't.
Well, that's true, but if it's good enough for Marco van Basten... It's good enough for Defoe, I think. Well, okay. To be fair, the defender's not expecting him to have a go at it, I don't think, from that position.
No, and maybe the keeper isn't either, but that's his job, to be on guard at all times, ensuring people like Jermaine Defoe don't score from an extremely acute angle. But there we go, it was good.
It was wonderfully executed there, wasn't it?
I should at this point state to our listeners in the Southern Hemisphere that is, in fact, fucking winter here. Just to be clear for everyone. And those of you in hot countries, you may have seen the Premier League this weekend. In fact, you probably watched the United City game. You saw the flakes of snow. So it's really
full
cold.
Snow in the Merseyside Derby. Yeah,
proper. Was it? I didn't see any
near blizzard conditions at times. It looked, yeah,
exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
Proper. How was snow. That for you, Jay? Disappointed?
Oh my god. Yeah. I mean, so the first point is I'm furious with Mané for not squaring the board. I don't know if you've seen it, but literally we broke at one point and it was 4-on-1. So Mané is bombing through left side of central pitch and he's rapidly approaching keeps. And there's Salah and I can't remember who else alongside him. Literally, Salah would have been a tap-in if he just trickled it square. And he blazes it wide of the goal. So that would have been...
Is that at 1-1?
No, that was at 1-0.
Oh, right, okay.
So obviously that would have been 2-0 and the game's gone almost there. But then unfortunately Klopp decided to take Salah off on 66 minutes.
Just to wind you up?
Why?
Just because he's my captain. Half an hour left to go. Yeah, well, obviously he wants to protect him for the busy schedule coming up. Game
massive
on,
game against West Brom in the week.
I don't know if we're playing on Tuesday or Wednesday, but yeah, either way, the game's far from sewn up at that point, you know.
Yeah.
And with our defence the way it is, you know, there's every chance that they'll fuck something up, and it's exactly what they did.
In fairness to him, though, in his interview afterwards, he said, "Well, I took off Salah and brought on Firmino, and actually, he's a perfectly good replacement for Salah. Yes,
no,
okay, he's not as prolific,
no, he's
but
he's not as good.
No,
he's not as good. No, you've taken off a Ferrari and you've brought on a fucking." Astra.
That's not true. Not true.
10-year-old Astra.
Is Astra a bit harsh?
What fucking you say? Expensive Astra. You've got some proper bows going on in there. Pimped it up.
From a fantasy perspective, Firmino's got 68 points this season. Right, he's not an Astra.
It wasn't a like-for-like replacement, and I think it was a dreadful decision. I actually texted some mates at the time. I just sort of said, that's gonna come back to bite us because the game's not won. If you're 2-0 up, 3-0 up, great decision, get him off, protect your prize asset. But at 1-0, and we had nothing. Once they scored with the penalty, which I've looked at it
loads
of
times now. Was definitely a penalty.
I think it was a penalty. It's soft, but, you know, Lovren's stupid. Calvert-Lewin's definitely looking for it. He's gone down very easily. From the forwards angle, it really looked like he stepped into Lovren. But from the reverse angle, which
it's
is
a
ref
penalty.
View,
yeah.
I can kind of see it. I have to accept I can see it.
Yeah, Lovren was nowhere near the ball at all, was he?
No, that's the point. That's why it's annoying, is that nothing was going to come from that.
No.
There was no dainty, yeah, but...
I know it's I know it's not particularly popular or interesting from a fantasy perspective, but there was a point after Bonnie had scored in the Swansea game where we had four strikers on the pitch who were all shit at defending, and West Brom had two breaks and completely fucked them up. I have no idea... I don't think I've ever seen a worse attacking Premier League side than West Brom. Mm. We were there for the taking in the last 9 minutes plus stoppage time, and they couldn't get anywhere near the goal. They were rubbish.
Wow. I thought your man Rondon might pop up with something, but...
He missed a fairly medium-sized header just after Bonnie had scored. But apart from that, he was shocking.
There you go. Well, hopefully we can get 3 points against them in the week then.
Hey, mate, how did you get on from a fantasy perspective? Because I must admit, I had a little look and it looked quite shit.
For me?
Yeah.
I am sat on about 47 points at the minute.
Ouch.
Although I expect Salah will probably get one or two. I don't know how many he's going to get because obviously he was withdrawn so early and then Everton came back and scored. So maybe he'll get one in the end, I don't know. But he's my captain, so... I might get close to about 50, which is no disaster. Not too bad.
Yeah, Salah should get 3 on the BPS.
You reckon?
Yep, it looks that way.
Oh, okay. Even though he was taken off?
Yeah, he's on 37. Rooney's next on 31, so you should be fine.
Oh, great. Okay, well, then that's another 6 points, and I've got 3 to come off the bench, so I should end up on 53.
Nice. So what changes did he make this week?
What did I do? I brought in Ashley Young. Who did I swap out? I can't even remember who I took out now. Oh, Choupo-Moting. I got rid of Choupo-Moting. His time had gone. He had done very little. I think he'd
sounds quite a good swap.
Yeah, Ashley Young, I thought was a decent shout. Not so much for today's game, but for the upcoming run. He's done quite well lately. So,
and
that still leaves me with 1.2 million in the bank. And I'm looking at changing Sterling, possibly for Coutinho as my next move.
Ooh. And he said Salah is your skipper?
Salah was skipper, yep, so that wasn't too bad. I had it on Kane. I actually had it on Kane. Team was set. And then that was probably Friday, where then I came back in towards the end of the day and just lost faith in Kane and switched to Salah. I thought it was the safer bet.
So it's only actually only cost you a couple of points in the end, doesn't it? It should be 11 for Salah and 12 for Kane. So
yeah, true. So not too bad. No. No, you're right. So yeah, pretty happy with that. How about you guys?
Mitchell?
In terms of changes, I'll start with that. I got rid of Leroy Sané this week and I brought in your man Eden Hazard. I made a couple of little mini adjustments around that as well. I got rid of Jamal Lascelles on the bench and replaced him with Kiko Femenya, who it looked like he wasn't injured and then he is now injured. So I'm not sure whether, as usual, I fucked up or whether actually he became injured after I bought him. No idea. Maybe you can help me with that. Anyway, so he scored me zero.
That's frustrating, isn't it?
It's very frustrating. So I brought in Hazard because of his stunning, stunning form. I captained him. He got
many people made that mistake.
2 points. What a fight. Who? I honestly, West Ham. They've been absolutely abysmal all season, and they then go and beat Chelsea.
I seem to recall the three of us were in unison when we said that there'd been no progress at all since the arrival of Moyes, and then he'd go and beat Chelsea. So,
yeah.
I love the Paddy Power tweet that said, "London isn't red, London isn't blue, London isn't white, London is dildo." After they beat Chelsea.
But back to my points, if I may. Nonetheless, it was still a respectable week. I really wish I had still had Harry Kane as captain, but it was Hazard. But I had 53 points. So there may be
the same as me, then.
Yeah, there may be some bonus points to come in. So whether David Silva gets any bonus or boni, I don't know.
I imagine he would. Perhaps you could tell us.
I was just looking that up.
Any auto subs to come in, Mitch?
No, I don't think so, because my next best defender is
also injured. You've got a couple of injuries there, haven't you?
Loughton, I think, who's also bloody injured. So, no, I don't think. Yeah, so I don't think I'll have anyone coming in, which is a shame.
Get it with that, mate. Burnley clean sheet, Loughton, me injured.
Yeah, a real shame.
You've still got Ward, though, haven't
you? You've got three Burnley defenders.
Yes, I have.
Have you ever heard of putting all your eggs in one basket? Have you heard that phrase before?
Well, there is a reason.
You're not exactly
there is a reason.
Hedging your bets there, are you?
No, there is a reason. Because they do have the best record of those of that category or bracket of value defenders. I think if I want the players that I want to pack the midfield with, I just can't afford them if I go for any other defenders. So Burnley are the best of the cheapies.
That approach is feast or famine, though, isn't it? Because if they get a clean sheet, you're happy days. And if they let one goal in, it costs you 18 points. If it's
sure,
so well, 12 actually, three lots of 4 points. But yeah,
back to the BPS with that, Mitch. You should get 2 for silver.
Right. Okay. So
and of course, 55. Otamendi gets the 3.
Otamendi again is killing me. I keep hovering over bringing him in, and then I'm like, no, he can't. He can't keep doing that. He can't keep doing that. And the last 2 weeks he scored for you. And you've got Silva, right?
Yeah, and Salah. So I've got another... What's that?
Have you still got Silva, Steve?
No, sorry. So my change this week was...
I knew you didn't still have Silva. I was going to either lie or fess up.
I needed to free up some funds for the busy period because my bench was not looking great. So I sold Silva and bought Ramsey, which I think netted me about 1.4 million. And not too bad. I mean, it's cost me 5 points, maybe 6 points this week, but I think it'll be fine long term. But I have still got Otamendi. So with Otamendi and Salah's bonus points, that should take me up to 65, 66 points.
Nice. Well done, mate. Back-to-back weeks over the 60 mark.
Yes, indeed. So that takes
Congrats.
Us to what? 6-6-4?
Correct.
Yes, that draws you. Yeah, the head-to-head, just make that clear for the listeners. Yes, that's our head-to-head record. 6 for me, 6 for you, 4 for Mitch, yeah. Yeah, well done. And I can see, annoyingly, two nice bits of news from looking at from your point of view, looking at your page. You are up to 800 points.
Yes.
And you're inside the top million now, I think, for probably the first time this season, right?
Yeah, I think maybe game week two, I was up there. But yeah, since game week two...
It's been a while, though.
Top million, yeah. It's been a while. It's been too long. Yeah. But no, I'm flying now. I've hit over 60 points, five out of the last six game weeks. So going nicely.
That's form. Wow. That's good form, that, Baco.
That is really good form, mate. And yeah, I'd love a bit of that.
The best thing this week was... You know, last week we were having the debate around I've got Hazard and Salah in my side and I haven't captained them once in the last five game weeks. I really thought long and hard Friday night and thought, do you know what? I'm going to stick with Kane.
Wow.
Keep it going.
Great move.
Because they keep beating Stoke 4-0.
Did you see his miss, though, earlier in the game?
Yes.
I thought, fuck me, here we go again. He's going to do it again. I mean, open goal, you're just waiting for the net to bulge, aren't you?
Yeah,
nice strike. He's really hit it well, but... just wide, and then Son pops up with his goal, and it was like shows him how to do it. So speaking of that, what do we think about Son as an option?
Because
I think he's a hell of a player. If he's going to get a run in the side, which is the £1 million question, but what do you think?
How much is he? How much?
I think he's in the region of seven. Let me just quickly check for you.
Which is
he must be more than that. 7.9
reasonable value, I guess, isn't it? Okay,
7.9, and probably due for a price rise up to 8. Early tomorrow, probably.
So as a reference point, although I know he's currently banned, is 8 million also gets you Pogba.
Yeah. Two more games of his suspension.
When he
left.
Comes back, would you go for Son rather than Pogba is the question, isn't it?
No, I definitely wouldn't, actually.
And what Spurs fixtures coming? Let's finish off on Son. Mm. So who've Spurs got midweek?
So they go home to Brighton next, then they're away at City, then it's away at Burnley. And then it's home to Southampton, and then they missed game week 21, and then they have the double header, as we mentioned last time, in game week 22. So maybe think about bringing him in for the double game week.
Mm.
Yeah, and maybe playing a chip as well on the double game
week. He is a bit of a bit part player, though, isn't he? That's the only thing, you're just not sure of his minutes.
But he did play well on Saturday, didn't he? It wasn't just hitting the headlines because he scored 16 points in fantasy. He actually played well.
I think he always plays. Whenever he plays, I think he really looks sharp. He really contributes, but he just doesn't seem to be able to nail down a permanent position. If you look at his minutes played, there's only two 90s in there.
I've just had a look at the dream team for this week. Let me read it out and tell me how many you would put in your side. So we've got Begovic in nets, Schindler, Zanka, Ogbonna, Son, Arfield, Mahrez, Palace boy. Gale, Defoe and Mounier.
Yeah.
None.
Slim pickings isn't it?
My boy None Mooney.
You should have stuck with him, Jay.
Should have hung on to him, actually. Hey, that brings me on. Talking about having should have stuck with him, that brings us nicely on, actually, to a question that I wanted to put to you. Well, in fact, let's be honest with the listeners, a question that I did put to you just before we started recording. I had a chat with our friend of the show, James Macy, over the weekend.
How is Jimbo? All right.
He's very well. I'm looking forward to going to the Palace City game with him on New Year's Eve. Tickets booked. I'm excited for that.
Is that Palace City sponsored by Fantasy Football Noise?
It is, yes. We shall be giving out thousands of flyers on that day. So he said to me he'd had a shocking weekend and several players who he used to have in his side scored and he no longer has them. And it was like one of those weekends where he's kicking himself and he said, I swear I'd have more points if I just left my side completely alone since the start, then all my tinkering. And I was like, that's interesting, because I sort of feel the same way too. I mean, you know me, my team name is Constant Tinkering. I love a tinker. It's partly why I play this version of the game rather than, say, the Suns Dream Team, one where you just set it and leave it, pretty much, I think, if they still do it that way. So I said to you before we came on air, let's quickly tot it up. Now, I believe you've both done that.
Yes.
And I've done it as well, but we haven't revealed to each other what our scores were. So what I said was, it was too much titting around to worry about auto subs or changing captains or whatever. So what I said was, just tot up, go back to your week one. This is an experiment. And if anyone would like to do this on Twitter as well, I'd be interested to hear what your comparisons are as well. So what I said was, your starting 11, whoever you chose as your starting 11 in game week one, go to their player profile page and just write down all of their total scores now for the season, as if you had just started that 11, regardless of injury, rotation or anything, for the whole season. And whoever you captained in that first week, let's say you left him as captain the whole time, and write it down. So for me, my side would have been De Gea, Danilo, Daniels, Kolasinac, Valencia, KDB, Mane, Ali, Matt Ritchie, Gabbiadini, and Lukaku.
Decent side.
Decent sounding side. Lukaku was my captain. So my total would have been 794.
Ooh.
And my current total is 767. So, yep, I would have been better off completely leaving it alone.
That doesn't sound like a that's a decent side. And of course, you wouldn't have captained Lukaku every week. You would have probably rotated it around a bit. So you'd probably be a lot higher than 794 as well.
Well, that's assuming that I got my captain choices right if I had switched it around.
That's true. Okay. Interesting. I mean,
the way games run, I probably would have given it to KDB a bit. But just for the purposes of this exercise, I thought that was quite interesting that I ended up with almost 30 points. Not that much different, to be fair. 30 points more than I've currently got. How about you two?
Even with playing your wild card, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Mitch, how did you get on?
So my team at the start of the season was Heaton, Baines, Cahill, Alonso, Allen, De Bruyne, Matic, Ali, and then Kane, Firmino and King up front. Okay. So I'm currently on 685. Do you think that my starting team is more or less than 685?
Who did you captain?
More.
Who did you captain?
Kane.
Kane, yes, yeah, more.
Go
on.
But more?
Yeah.
By one.
Ooh,
by one.
686. Yeah.
Mm.
So I guess you're looking at, if you look at the defence, Baines. Baines has only got 32.
Heaton hasn't played a game, has he?
Baines 36, Cahill 32, Joe Allen 38, Josh King 40, Matic 43. So it's interesting, actually. If we go back to the discussion we had near the beginning of the season around Matic, when he said, well, because of his deep line role, he's never going to get you big points. Fair enough. 43 points at this stage of the season versus De Bruyne, 96.
Salah, 121.
Yeah.
Plus today's bonus.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Baco?
Okay, I started...
I'm enjoying this, by the way. This is interesting.
Great fun, isn't it? I started with Courtois, Baines, Alonso, Williams, Bertrand, Zaha, Salah, Ward-Prowse, Ali, King, Lacazette. And that... Ali was captain, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have taken me to...
You certainly wouldn't have left him as captain, but anyway, carry on.
So that would have taken me to 683 versus my current 825.
Wow. So we can conclude from that that you are a much better tinkerer than me and Mitch.
And I think
you've tinkered with your 16 team to the tune of 130 points.
Yeah, and I think I've done 20 transfers, maybe.
Yeah, so I've done 25.
Have you?
Yeah, similar 21 for me, I think.
Quite a few hits in there, aren't there?
Just as an aside, I don't know if you saw this week, dear friend of the show, James Stairs, he shipped 20 points this week on making transfers.
Yeah, I saw that. Hold on, that needs to be italicised. 20 points.
That's amazing.
That's the kind of shit that I did near the beginning of the season.
It is.
Yeah, he's desperate.
This is an established player.
He's getting too pally with you, mate.
So Stairsy is still...
I feel like it had a negative effect on him, yeah.
So Stairsy is still third in the Fantasy Football Noise mini league. He's behind Chubby Funsters from Sam Smith, who's second, and Rukaku FC, which is Mario Mauriello, who's top. Well done, Mario.
I'll tell you what. Well, we'll definitely get Stairsy on the show at some point to talk to him, but I'm interested in his changes here. He's got rid of...
Not with form like that.
I know. He's got rid of Aspilicueta, Daniels, Vardy, Gross, Moreno and Mbemba. I can completely understand the last two. I think Moreno's injured now. Mbemba, obviously, a bit part player. But he's brought in Sacco. We know why he's done that, obviously. He's obviously listened to the last show. He's heard the stats. He's heard the argument. He's brought in Firmino, Calvert-Lewin, Hazard, Chilwell and Jones. I don't know if that's worth 20 points, Desi. But we'll see.
No.
Have you stopped taking the tablets, Desi?
I don't even know who Chilwell is. Why would you spend money on bringing in someone who's
someone that Mitch has never heard of?
That's an important test, isn't it, when you do a transfer? Nice question, James.
Yeah, good question. And very interesting. I'd be keen for people to contact the show and let us know how their comparisons stack up. It might be interesting to do that again at the end of the season.
And how can they do that, John?
Well, they can contact us on Twitter. We are at @fantasy_noise. Hmm. And Mitch, what's the Facebook handle?
@fantasynoise.
Lovely stuff.
Or maybe email us. Email Steve.
Yes.
Oh, God knows. I genuinely don't know what the fucking email address is.
Have a guess. If you were creating our Gmail account, what would you go for?
Fantasynoise@gmail.com.
Fantasy football noise.
Oh.
The full name of the show.
This is like your intro from the week you presented, Baker. We are called Fantasy Football Noise, not just
like
Fantasy
Noise.
Does
like to forget that bit.
The world's greatest show, Fantasy Noise.
It's because the Twitter handle is @fantasy_noise. That's why, all right?
It's too long if you make it the other one.
And of course, on any of those medium, you can see our mini league. And please join our mini league, where you can also be ridiculed if you do badly.
The code is on our profile page, isn't it? So
it is.
Rather than read out a phone number. Yeah, that's a good way to join us. The number's growing little by little each week. We're up about 40-odd people in there now. I think somebody else is waiting to join. In fact, I think it was a lady. Was a sharp intake of breath necessary, Mitch?
No, I was just being ironic.
In fact, she's
I'm just taking... Yeah, Lisa Harris, that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Lisa, where is she? Where is she? Oh.
29th, 764 points. Hello, Lisa.
Hello,
Lisa. Welcome to the
Welcome,
mini
Lisa. She's a regular listener.
She's also better than you two? I don't know.
She's two Not below different. Me. I have no doubt she is better than me. We're separated by 3 points currently, so welcome. I look forward to a tussle with you over the season. Right. What are the other talking points?
It's Cup Week next week. The Fantasy Football Cup starts next week. So all of us who were in the top 4 point something million.
What was the criteria? Yeah,
4.5 million players will play. And it goes
and that's
on
just
this,
of the game week, right? Not on the overall week. League. That's just this game week. Yeah.
Your score in game week 16. So if your game week rank for this game week is above 4.5 million, you're in the cup. So you'll get randomly drawn against someone else.
I have to say, it's not something I've ever... really paid much attention to, probably because I usually get knocked out within the first week or two. But have you ever been too bothered by the cup tournament? Have you ever gone deep into it?
Never. But this year I'm confident that I'm going to get randomly drawn against people who are shitter than me.
Great. Well, at the moment, Steve, there's over 4 million of those, so your chances are good.
Very good indeed. And the prizes are quite good. I can't remember what they were. I did look last week. It was like a VIP. All expenses paid, trip to a Premier League game, some tech, that sort of stuff. Nice.
So basically the prize is worth about 42 quid.
Yeah. Almost Stop. As much as one of our Fantasy Football Noise mugs.
Yeah, exactly. How did we all get on with our draft performances this week, guys? I haven't actually looked at mine yet. Let's have a quick butchers at that.
I was weak. 35 points for me. I'm bottom of the table now. I've been overtaken by whoever was bottom, so...
Rusty Winter was bottom.
Normal service resumed.
John, I must compliment you on your reverse order weekly draft rules.
Choice.
Because,
well, it was not my rule, but I thought it might be good. It's currently costing me every week, but... yeah,
but
it seems
to make
sense.
Yeah, so Ross, for example, has got a lovely boost up the table. He was second from bottom. But let's have a look at the transfers. Did you boys do any transfers this week?
I did. What did I do? I brought in Jesse Lingard and I brought in Mark Albrighton.
You did? How did you manage that? Of the rest of the league being lax?
Well, it's just a question of who you sort of spot, really. I trawled through the list of free agents and waiver players and... I didn't want Loftus-Cheek and Zaha in my side. I thought it was a bit silly to be doubled up on Palace players when they're doing all right, but they're not exactly explosive scorers. So I tried to palm Zaha off in virtually everyone in our table. And nobody was having him. So I got rid of Choupo-Moting and him, and I brought in Albrighton and Very Lingard. Nice. So they're not going to set the world on fire either. But
no. Mitch, I saw you got one free and one waiver this week.
I brought in, unsuccessfully, so I brought in Sacco from Crystal Palace, for which John called me an arsehole.
Mm.
But he's now fucking injured anyway.
Oh, is he?
Is he?
I hadn't heard that.
Yep. If I'm looking at the right one. Calf injury, it says. 25% chance of playing the next game.
Christ.
Wow. And also, in which case, Kiko Femenya injured.
You're not in much luck there, are you?
No, sir. And also Aguero. I've got Aguero, but he got it looks like he got zero. Did he not even play this week?
No, I think it was this game week. This week. I got 47 points by the looks of it for this week. So that's not too shabby. I have to say, I am really enjoying the draft fantasy game.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's a nice difference. I like picking up the players that are free and the trading between us. It's good. Really enjoying it.
And just a little tip for you, Mitch. If you spend maybe 10 minutes looking at it tonight, you can probably pick up a couple of decent players on free transfers, not even waivers, who you can put in your side, who maybe get you a clean sheet on Tuesday or Wednesday or something like that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Have a little 10 minutes tonight, mate.
They can't do any worse than two injured players who aren't going to play, can they?
I wouldn't have thought so.
No.
They'd struggle. Well, I guess if they get sent off, they get minus points, couldn't they?
Well, there is that, yeah.
Maybe you should play safe like you did with Daniels earlier in the season when a zero is a banker. I'll take that. I'll go for zero. That was a great decision. True story for anybody who didn't catch that episode.
Let's just reiterate that story, John. What did he do again?
Well, I forget the exact scenario, but I think he opted out of you rotated out, put on your bench, and you knew someone who wasn't going to play. But you, I think you, was it Daniels?
Yes,
you thought Daniels was going to get tonked at home to, was it City or Liverpool or someone?
It was Spurs.
Spurs, right. You thought they were going to get tonked.
And I thought they were going to absolutely smash them to pieces. And so I thought, he might, concede, get booked, maybe sent off. Fuck it, I'll just put him on the bench and then put someone in who wasn't going to play.
Wasn't even going to start. Or an injured player.
But fortunately,
zero.
But I couldn't even take the zero because I didn't know the rules, and so he got automatically substituted out anyway, and Daniels got substituted in. So
that wasn't the week that he scored, was it?
No, it wasn't. No, it was all entirely counterproductive. So my thought process was wrong, and then my understanding of the rules also wrong.
Wrong. Every day is a school day for you, Mitch. At least.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I'm getting there now. Do you want to know about the top transfers in and out?
Yes, please.
Week?
Yeah.
It's all quite even, so there's none that really stand out head and shoulders above the others. So in terms of the top transfers in, you've got Kane, Calvert-Lewin, Otamendi, Austin and Son.
Yeah.
And then top transfers out, I think some are a surprise. So there's still people transferring out Lukaku and Aguero.
Good.
So the in order, it's Morata, Callum Wilson, Lukaku, Aguero and Gross.
Yeah.
I'm kind of,
let's have a quick look
in some
at
ways
Lukaku.
I'm surprised at Morata, but not surprised because he's just not scoring enough for a premium striker, is he? And
oh my God. No. So let's go back. Let's go back. So bearing in mind that he costs 11.3, right? And if you go back 6 or 7 weeks, he cost 11.8. So let's take it back to about game week 8, let's say. Okay, so he was 11.8 then. Since then, he has scored, for an £11.8 million striker, he has scored 2, 5, 5, 2, 6, 2, 5, 2, 2. Not good enough.
That's rubbish.
Not good enough. Hence, he's been shipped.
I'm going to get rid of him as well.
Every week. But you still got him, have you? Hence, he's been shipped by six figures virtually every week.
You fancy Harry Kane against Brighton at home on Wednesday night? For your,
yeah, it's got to
be.
Or
have you already got Kane, Mitch?
Yeah, I've still got him.
I've already got Kane. Yeah, I've already got Kane, thanks.
I was very, very close to getting rid of him, I don't mind admitting. But, I hang on to him now.
Yeah, I would be more More inclined to spend in the midfield, I think. But, do you know, I'm not sure who I would spend on.
Aren't you?
Because, you know, for a while there have been some nailed-on players. I've got Salah. He strikes me as one of the most consistent and most nailed-on. But then Hazard, I thought, as well. But then he's virtually blanked for me this week.
Yeah, but one game week blip. He's still the best player overall in the last six game weeks.
And if you've got him and Salah in your side...
Yeah, okay.
That's not a bad starting point for any team.
You maybe want to replace a couple of those Burnley defenders who are injured, mate.
Maybe, maybe look at a different team. Yeah. I know.
But like I explained, I could go and get myself some decent defenders, but they're quite expensive.
I tell you what, who's been decent in net?
Name of the game, mate.
Begovic. Begovic has kept plenty of clean sheets, got plenty of saves, hasn't he? He's good value in nets.
So I brought him in a couple of weeks ago when Elliot didn't play. And I had Foster as my second keeper, and West Brom have been shit. So, I went for Begovic, and he's doing okay, I think. So, although the next three fixtures...
So, dear old Begovic, although he conceded two...
Yeah, he saved a pen today.
He conceded two, but he presumably got bonuses for saving a penalty, yeah? How many did you get for that?
Penalty save gets you 5 points, yeah.
5 points?
By the way, sorry, did you see the fiasco surrounding that penalty?
Oh, Benteke being petulant.
Yeah. So Milivojevic, who is...
as well.
I know, exactly. Milivojevic, who is their designated penalty taker, and who had already scored a thumping penalty in the game. He was wrestled, couldn't get the ball off Benteke, who hasn't scored yet, I don't think, in this season, in 11 appearances, I think I heard. And so Ben, understandably, sort of wants to open his account for the season, but you're not allowed to overrule the manager's decisions, are you? Anyway, wouldn't have been so bad had he scored. He meekly tapped it straight to Begovic, basically. It wasn't a hard save. It's pretty much straight down the middle.
Oh, dear.
You are shit.
Do you think he had a bet on 2-2, which is why he did?
Yeah, maybe.
What would you do if you were the manager and your player did that? Would you bench him the next game out? Or fine them, or what would you do?
I'd fine him for sure.
I would have thought there's going to be a fine, for minimum. And the problem is they haven't got any other alternatives, have they? You'd think you'd be looking for alternatives in January, but for the moment, he's probably going to have to keep playing him.
In terms of form keepers, Pickford's top of the list, interestingly. Begovic is second, Fabianski third, and Fabianski is actually second keeper overall in the league. And
it's
then
quite amazing.
Pope.
He makes a boatload of saves, that's the thing, isn't it? For Swansea.
Yeah. Absolutely. So there's a couple of 4.6, 4.7 million keepers down there who you could bring in, maybe?
Yeah, you could do.
Save a few quid.
All right then, guys. Well, I think that brings us nicely on to our break. And I'll leave you with a teaser to ponder. Are you ready?
Yes.
Thinking caps on. Okay,
yes. So genuinely got a pen in my hand. I'm so excited.
In front of me, I have the list, the all-time Premier League assists. I have the top 20 names on a table here. I'd like you to give me the top five. Top five all-time Premier League assists, if you please. Wow. Fairly gettable, I would say.
Okay.
I'll leave it with you.
Great.
Right, welcome back to part two, Fantasy Football Noise. We're going to look ahead now to the next two game weeks because they're coming thick and fast in December. So we're going to look ahead to game weeks 17 and 18. Let's do 17 first. And what we said we're going to do is look at a couple of key fixtures each. So what have you pulled out so far, guys?
I'd like to see a Chelsea bounce back. So they're away at Huddersfield.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to get a right rocket, aren't they, for losing to West Ham.
Tell
so
them
a
new
I'd
asshole.
Like to see Chelsea go away. Yeah, literally tear them a new one. Fucking hell. They'll be on that cold training pitch being worked like dogs. So I reckon 3-0 to Chelsea against Huddersfield.
That's not quite an arsehole tearing, though, is it? 3-0? You're thinking more like 5 or 6, Baker?
I thought you meant that the manager was going to tear the players a new arsehole.
No, I meant Chelsea are going to tear Huddersfield one.
Who do you fancy? Apart from Hazard,
all sorts
is it obvious?
All sorts of restorative surgery needed after that.
apart from Hazard, who's the obvious? Who do you fancy in the Chelsea side to take advantage of your proposed 3-0 victory?
Well, it's got to be Morata, hasn't it, I think? But I'm unconvinced by him. So your man, it's got to be Hazard. as you say.
He's the obvious one.
Keep him as captain.
So where do we stand on Azpilicueta and Alonso, who are still high-priced premium defenders, the most expensive two in the game, I think, versus Christensen? So if people have got the luxury of being able to do a transfer to free up some funds, if they're not nursing three injured Burnley players like you are, Mitch, yeah. What do we think about that? I think that's a good option. If you can afford to do that, free up $1.5 million.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, I think Christensen is nailed on. If you haven't got any of those three, yeah, you've got to get him in.
Yeah.
The other fixture I quite fancy is, because you've got Arsenal coming off the back of a poor result, and you've got West Ham coming off the back of a great result, so another London derby, that could be an interesting game at home for West Ham. So, yeah.
And back-to-back home games for them too, so yeah.
Yep.
I am going to pick, if I may, Liverpool-West Brom. So West Brom were awful at the Liberty on Saturday afternoon, and I know that he's... Who did he rest? He rests Firmino and Coutinho,
yeah,
didn't he, today?
Correct. Yeah, although Firmino came on.
And I think Coutinho's been on my watch list, and I think I've freed up enough funds by bringing in Ramsey for Silva that I can now afford Coutinho. So that is going to be my Wednesday night treat, I think.
Yeah, I may go the same way, actually, mate, although I'm a bit reluctant to have too similar of a team to you because you're pulling away from me and I'm not going to catch you up with the same players.
I wouldn't worry about that.
Do you think there's a chance he might rest Salah for that? Given that West Brom are so shit, he might just think he doesn't need to do that. Or do you think he's taking him off early tonight?
But even if he does rest Salah, we know that he only needs 23 minutes to score 11 points.
It's true. That's all he needs. Yeah. Yeah, true. The one that stands out for me is Man United Bournemouth.
Really?
Well, what can the Cherries do up there?
Not a lot, defense, I would say.
Well,
not a fucking fat lot, I would have thought.
The defence had got better, but it struggled again a bit lately.
But having said that, I did watch United City today, and I know obviously City are brilliant, but there wasn't a lot apart from maybe Young and Valencia. I didn't feel like United were going to score today. They were pretty average. And they don't look that great going forward, do they?
No, not particularly. I'm going to just sound like a broken record, but they missed Pogba. When Pogba was in there, it's a different story altogether. Did Jones play today? Because he's on the verge of being back.
He didn't.
But again, he makes a big difference to their...
Yeah, he didn't play today.
...to their side. So when he's back and Pogba's back from suspension, then I think you can start looking at the Man United assets. More optimism, but I'd still be surprised if they don't turn Bournemouth over. If I'm honest, but obviously I hope they can pull off a result. The other one to point out, of course, is Spurs at home to Brighton. So
yes, we mentioned Harry Kane
already, but yeah, I think that's got to be the standout captain choice. I would have thought.
Son fans, watch out! Get him in for that Brighton game.
Yeah, either him at home to Brighton or probably Salah at home to West Brom. Two favourite captain picks, I would say.
I'm going to stick with Kane, I think.
Yeah. Anything else from game week 17, or do you want to move forward to game week 17?
Let's move on. Game week 18.
Okay.
Move on.
So clicking ahead. Arsenal at home to Newcastle. Newcastle haven't been looking too good, have they?
Did you see fucking Yosselu scored on Saturday night?
You had him in your side, didn't you, briefly?
He's on my bench.
Oh, he is?
He is. He's my spare striker.
Bit of bench agony.
Agony. Not too much. I'm happy with him on the bench because he is shit.
For me, though, I don't think there's much that's too interesting on the Saturday, actually, although the Man City Spurs game would be interesting. But I think the
Man City Spurs would be shit.
Bottom feeders.
Well, I don't think it'll be that good.
Don't you? Why not?
I think Man City will just win. It'll be a straightforward Man City win.
No.
I think that's a ludicrous comment.
Okay, you heard it. Okay, well, you watch. Heard it here first. It'll just be a straightforward, bog standard win.
What's your prediction for that turgid game?
2-0 Man City.
2-0 Man City, okay. Mm-hmm. Steve, prediction from you?
I think it'll be 3-2.
I'll go 3-1. 3-1 City.
I didn't say who it would be 3-2 to.
Oh, sorry, forgive me. Who did you mean?
I think Man City might lose their first game of the season.
What? Really?
Yeah. Wowzers.
Is this a wager?
Well, it fucking isn't a wager.
Sounds like it's a wager between you two. Come on, Steve. Yeah, go on. Money where your mouth is.
Go on, Baker.
Oh, for God's sake, go on then.
There you go. Good man.
Great. Balls brilliant. Out. No, no, listen.
You're welcome, Wayne. We're splitting that fiver each, yeah?
Okay, thanks, yeah. Good pressure. Talked him into that. No, it's on the... I love games with goals, so I think on the Sunday...
Who doesn't?
Got to think Man United are due a big win, and they're away at West Brom. Surely they will absolutely turn over West Brom. Please, I implore them to.
It's possible,
great
isn't
to see
it?
That.
Yeah. I tell you what, the world will be waiting with bated breath for the Monday night football. I mean, that
oh, they will. I was just about to say that.
Massive game.
Game of
Everton-Swansea.
Everton-Swansea.
Prime time in the US.
Glamour tie. Let's arrange that for a Monday night and the world's watching.
I think we're glossing over the fact that it will be a day of a troubling day for you, John.
It will
on Sunday.
On the Sunday.
We've got Bournemouth-Liverpool.
Yes. Yeah. I was waiting for one of you to pick up on that.
Happens to you twice a season. Where do your loyalties lie?
It does. Providing Bournemouth are not facing relegation, they always lie with Liverpool.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I've told you before. They're my main team. So...
But it's trickier, isn't it, the game week 18 from a fantasy perspective? Tricky. Well, there's no nailed on obvious ones jumping out at me. If I'm looking
this weekend, like Chelsea West Ham, for example.
Well, you've got Man United away at West Brom. I think Liverpool away at Bournemouth is pretty much guaranteed a good few goals for their main stars. Chelsea at home to Southampton, Arsenal home to Newcastle. Disagree with you both, I'm afraid. I also think Leicester, we touched on it, I think, last week, but I also think Leicester are starting to gather up some steam, and you could have a good look at Mahrez, or, as I've done in draft, Albrighton.
Yeah, Mahrez and Albrighton both in the top 10 form midfielders at the moment.
Yeah, is that right? Okay, cool.
They're starting to be what I would call quietly effective, aren't they? They're just kind of sneaking around, getting results, grinding them out, doing okay.
So look, where are they in the table?
They're not bad. They're 23 points, I think.
Yeah, they're up to 8th, yeah. So 3 wins in a row, haven't lost since mid-November. And they've beaten Spurs in that run too, so... And Burnley, who are no pushovers. So yeah, I reckon you could look at Leicester players.
So my watch list before this weekend finished was Sigurdsson, Sacco, Son, Mahrez and Coutinho. So I think I'm going to bring Coutinho off the watch list and into the side. Sacco obviously gets off the watch list because he's injured. But that leaves Sigurdsson, Son and Mahrez.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's a good little tip, actually, which I'm slightly reluctant to share with you, but I will because I love the listeners. There's a guy on Twitter called Ben Dinnery. I don't know if either of you have heard of him.
No.
He's obviously mega connected with all sorts of clubs, and he runs like a Premier League injuries website. And he, if you have any queries, because I was wondering about Mustafi and whether I was going to swap him in for Sacco myself. So you basically put his name into your search bar. So Ben at Ben Dinnery plus player surname, and you can find a host of right up to date information on that player, and he gives them a prognosis of their chances of and when they're expected back, what the latest is. So it's a really good one to know.
That sounds
at Ben
brilliant.
Dinnery. Yeah, really good, really handy. Because I've struggled to find something like that for a while, so that's a good one to know. so yeah, he he's the reason why I kept hold of Mustafi, because apparently he's expected to be fit for midweek. So we'll see if that becomes the case. But yeah, one to watch.
So Jay, it's eating me alive. Can we go back to your trivia question before we forget and don't cover it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Can we?
Let's do it. Let's go through it. So can you give me the top five? Wayne, I'm going to say these are gettable, and I'm going to let you go first. We're looking for the top five players of all-time Premier League assists.
Okay, my first one, and I think this is definitely in there, Patrick Vieira.
I wouldn't have gone Patrick Vieira, to be honest.
Neither would I. Not even in the top 20.
Well, you've got the answer.
You know the answer.
Ah, oh, fuck.
No, but come on.
Go on, all right, Baco.
Your number
you
one guess.
Frank all Lampard. Time.
Frank Lampard's in there at number three.
Tick.
Well done, Baco.
I shall then go for Ryan Giggs.
There we go. That's the one you should have gone with first. That's the easy one. Top of the tree, Ryan Giggs with 162.
Fucking hell.
I should have mentioned that Lampard had 102. So you've got one and three. Next guess, Baco.
Mesut Ozil.
All time, mate. Mm-hmm. All time Premier League.
It's been here a while.
Two seasons.
Go. More than two, but try someone that's had an entire career in the league, maybe.
I'm struggling. I don't want to be ridiculed again.
Any more?
Stevie Gerrard.
Stevie Gerrard is number six on the list, so I'm afraid no. That goes down as a no. We're looking for the top five. Stevie G has 92. So I can tell you that two of the remaining three to get are still playing in the league.
Wow, two of the three. So, okay, I'm going to go with this one then, I think. I'm going to go with Cesc Fabregas.
Very good. That's one of them. He's number two on the list with 107 assists.
Wow.
So you've got Giggs, Fabregas, Lampard. You're now looking for number four and five, one of whom is still playing.
Is he a striker?
He is, and he scored this weekend. How about that? Because we want to wrap this up.
Still doesn't help me.
He scored from the spot this weekend.
Wayne Rooney.
Wayne Rooney is correct.
Yes.
Very good. That's number four. Now, number five.
Alan Shearer.
Nope. Arsenal legend.
Thierry Henry.
No.
Dennis Bergkamp.
Correct. With 94. Completes the top five. There you go. Well done at home if you've got any of those. So there you go. All right, now, to finish us off this week, boys.
Yes.
I do quite like the way we've seemed to have run into a bit of form by finishing off the show with a story. It seems like a nice way to reward the listeners for staying tuned in to the end
Lovely
of the
stuff.
Show.
Stuff, yeah. Let's do it.
Story Corner. So I mentioned to a few friends, if you've got any good stories, send them in. And we have had a response from someone who will remain anonymous about someone else who will remain anonymous. Okay. So thank you very much. You know who you are for sending this story in. I've just given it a quick skim read. It's a new one on me. So I'll just read it to you two who haven't heard it, okay?
Better be good.
So, a long time ago when our guest started, should we make up a name for him?
Yes.
You make up a name.
Ian.
Chris.
Ian.
Ian is better.
Ian.
Okay, Ian. A long time ago when Ian was just a wee lad, he pulled a girl on a night out. She was a proper little slut. All night she goaded him on and lured him back to her flat.
Hang on, just stop you there. Did you say that you had to do this in the style of a bedtime story? It's really good. I like it.
I didn't, but shall I ramp that aspect up a bit?
Yes.
Okay, all right. A long time ago, when Ian was just a wee lad, he pulled a girl on a night out. She was a proper little slut. All night, she was egging him on and lured him back to her flat. Ian was understandably very excited.
Good old
Feeling like he was on to an absolute banker, he gets into bed with her, starts trying his various and fairly weak combinations, but nothing was working. There was some touching, some kissing, some heavy petting. That's probably how you'd best explain it, but nothing more. This went on literally for hours. Essentially, he was just banging his head against a brick wall, as she was not going to put out. Dawn came and he felt like he should go, so he jumped in his car and started making his way home. Halfway home, he was struggling to drive because of the discomfort he was experiencing. Most men would ride it out, but not Ian. He decided that his only option was to pull up in a lay-by and try to sort himself out. Yes, his balls were full to the brim and aching from all the... aching from all the foreplay. When he pulled them out, they were the colour of the ocean, a deep, deep blue. Again, most normal men would bosh one out and be done with it. But not Ian. Oh, no. He needs some kind of visual help to get him off. And so, and this is really fucking random, he calls his friend. I've no idea what his name is, so let's call him Chris. Chris duly answers his phone, wondering what the fuck Ian is calling him for at the crack of dawn.
What the fuck is he calling him for?
Ian explains his situation. And Chris, being a wonderful friend, invites him round to use his facilities. He wants to relieve himself, Steve. Are you not up to speed with that?
Okay, yeah, fine.
It was a 5-minute drive.
No, you see, where I thought this was going, yeah. I thought that you said he needed something visual, mm-hmm. so he was going to ask his friend to text him dirty pictures or something.
I think it's a long time ago, before the advent of video pornography on smartphones, probably, Mitch. Yeah, we're going back
okay.
a long way.
Okay, carry on.
Chris invited him round to use his facilities. It was a 5-minute drive, and during that time, Ian was in such discomfort he nearly crashed twice. Finally getting there, knocked on the door, Chris answered, led him upstairs, where he had laid out on his bed a selection of his finest magazines, ready for Ian's arrival and selection. And there he did his business.
And that, kids, is what we used to do before the internet.
Bongo mags.
Exactly. Chris went downstairs to make Ian a cup of tea. What a mate!
That is
amazing.
Lovely
story. And thanks to our anonymous contributor for that story.
Thanks, Ian.
There you go. Story corner.
We've plumbed new depths. Shitting and pissing. And now we're on to people wanking. God.
Leaving themselves in discomfort. Yeah.
It was very much a blue Jack and Ori, wasn't it?
It was a bit blue. Quite literally blue. Right, guys. Let's wrap it up. Lovely show. Enjoyable as always.
Fantastic.
You enjoyed it. We are going to be back on Monday, the 18th, for what I'm going to call our Christmas special.
Yes.
So that will be nice. I think we're going to try and get Marky Masters on.
Wonderful.
So wouldn't
big
that
be tits
nice?
And everything.
Indeed. That should be a funny one. Right. Until next time, everybody, I bid you adieu.
Adieu.
Cue the music.